This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Breathe easy with the Choices Flooring Breathe Carpet Range.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season
as a top 10.
Is it
too early to get coffees, do you reckon?
And off the record picks is for the wonderful team at Choices Flooring, a Spaces for Living catalogue. Magnificent. The sale on now, of course. You can get the magazine, choicesflooring.com. Even better, go into a store. Well, online's magnificent. But go into your local store, have a look, get the experience, see the magnificent way it's presented. It'll change your setup, your life. Certainly Choices Flooring picks in your next home. Just get yourself ready and settled, or in your business as well. And well done to Jason, the team, and Andy, of course. And picks, oh, mate, the floor. You're a good floor man yourself. The floor is yours.
Yeah, it is. Africa might be the second biggest continent in the world, but according to this pop star, Akon, I think his name is, or Akon, I don't know what they call him. What is his name? What's his name? Yeah, I was right the second time. This is him anyway.
I want to get as many African Americans back home to Africa as I possibly can. Man, Africa could be the strongest nation in the world.
No, it couldn't. This is a real surprise, this one. Someone's rung into Dwayne's show and called him the wrong name.
Jim in Doncaster, as you head back to yours, calls for Midday Matters. Welcome to you, Jim.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne.
Called him Dane to start. It's interesting because I heard someone rang into Jared's show and called him Dwayne, and Jared straight away said it's Jared, actually. He got right onto him. Dwayne just lets it go. Willie Mullins, train jumper, Monkfish, is one of the sports stars. This is how the UK caller likes to call him.
Stayed in for a lounge, Monkfish has moved away from...
Monkfish, it's called, not what he's calling it. This is, Saints have started the season off really well, obviously. And this self-proclaimed Cuddly Ross has been a real surprise package.
He has.
We sang a second rendition of the song. I didn't think the first one was loud enough, so in the coach's room we sang another one.
Did you actually sing a second round, get the guys to sing the song twice?
No, I was just tricking.
Seriously, did they really ask that question?
Follow-up question.
Oh, come on. Oh, geez, I tell you what, Jamie Elliott is having a terrific season, as we know. He's a little gun. Also, he's not a bad cook.
And what about Jamie Oliver? A Pies fan here wants to know whether his stats show a drop-off in form or is it just in accuracy?
It's just in his dishes. His dishes at the moment.
He dishes the ball off a lot in the midfield.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does indeed. Steph Curry and the Warriors, they've revolutionised basketball with their efficiency from downtown. But I love the maths here.
We could go on. I mean, the first half, the Warriors made 9 more threes than the Lakers. That's a 36-point advantage on three-pointers.
Emoji confused face. 9 three-pointers for a 36-point advantage. Don't know about that. Hey, listen, speaking of which, this is Lordo. Oh, mate, Lordo. His maths aren't great either, really.
Look at the bottom four coaches who are currently 16th to 18th on the AFL ladder.
The bottom four coaches who are 16th to 18th. Hang on a minute. 16, 17, 18. When I went to school, that's 33.
Yep. You've got a sharp eye on maths mistakes.
Yeah,
you pick them up everywhere.
I do. I make a lot of mistakes myself, and they're picked up. But challenging horse names have got us all, as we know, Hutch. Yeah, give it a tat tree. as we know. But this, and then Kingy and I both got give it a try, a bit of a made a meal of that.
We're going to get, I want to hear the Kingy in the audio again.
No,
we're not doing that.
I'm not doing that garbage.
Yep.
But this is Gareth. I mean, he's in the game. Yeah, I was just reading that off a sheet. Gareth's got to be better than this.
Divine Renovus or Renovace or whatever, how you pronounce it.
Divine Rendezvous.
Oh, Rendezvous.
Yeah, come on, Gareth.
Give that one more go.
Oh, of course we will.
Divine Renovus or Renovace or whatever, how you pronounce it.
Divine Rendezvous.
Oh, Rendezvous, sorry.
Yeah, it sounds bad when someone pulls you straight up. Like, JJ copped us, copped me, right? It'd be given a try, Piggers. You wouldn't have picked it up otherwise.
Rendezvous. Have we got that famous
kinging
in picks audio?
We'll get to that.
Give it.
He hasn't got it. Zipper took it with him. He took a whole heap of stuff
with
him.
What do you mean he haven't got it? Oh. Zipper took it with him.
He took it with him. He packed it in his bag.
Famous.
With his bikinis, and off he went for a holiday. Quit some sun somewhere. The switch needs to be what, Gareth?
Spacewalk's probably got the ability to do that, but that flick just needs to be switched.
The flick needs to be switched.
Right. I was thinking that the other day. I was watching a movie at home. I thought, this flick needs to be switched.
Now, Port Adelaide.
Give it one more go.
Yeah, we'll give it one more go. Yeah.
Spacewalk's probably got the ability to do that, but that flick just needs to be switched.
Bloody oath, it does. Now, Port fans have been, they've been labelled for many, many years. They have a tough supporter base, real hard nose, real workers. And they've, they took Richo on back in the day. This is how he explained it.
I had a broken arm one day against Port Adelaide at the footy park, and I was walking out to the ambulance with a blow-up cast on my arm, right? It was dislocated elbow, broke, clean snap through the forearm. And as I was getting into the back of the ambulance, there was two Port Adelaide guys. These guys were standing out there having a dart. Weak as piss, Richardson, he said.
You can just hear that coming. He's got his arm broken in half. He gives him that one. Come on. But they were brutal, those back in the day. I remember the Cats played there the first time in 97. That was their first win, actually. And they were throwing full beer cans at the Geelong supporters bus. One of the supporters had a broken arm, seriously, from a can of beer. It was brutal. Yeah, that's how it was when they first came into the competition. They don't like that now, of course. Now, is this the mark of the year or not? Charlie Kerner took a nice mark last week against West Coast. Fair to say, Sausage got real excited.
Chera inside the centre square with the left inside the pocket. Charlie! There's the mark of the year right there. Maybe not.
He even doubted himself after he said it.
But you know what he should have done, though? It's gone down the Coruscant door.
He could have gone down the Coruscant. We won't have that there, but that is a beauty. He reckons he deliberately did the Coruscant door.
Do you?
No, I don't reckon. He reckons him and Benny Allen, I think it was, that were doing it. They deliberately did it, but I doubt it. Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe had plenty of people to thank for his state being granted the AFL's 19th licence.
And can I thank the AFL, Gillian.
Really? Gillian?
Oh, it's Gillian's Island.
Oh, here we go. So Tassie, it's all about Tassie. It's all about Tassie.
All he wanted was his name. Town. All he wanted was his name thanked properly.
Yeah, and yeah. Flash and Jeevesy, they had the Premier on yesterday morning. Oh, geez, he's done himself a mischief.
Premier, take us back to the, excuse me, take us back to the, oh, I've lost my, sorry, Premier, I've just lost my way there for a moment.
Quality, high quality. You got the Premier going, what's going on here? What's this sort of show we're
doing? Doing a great job, Brent.
And this is last night in the rooms, Roaming Brian. He was interviewing Dunks and Andrew Dunkley was there. Very interesting. Who was you wouldn't have played against Dunks. I think Dunks started a little bit after BT retired. But you'd think you'd know who Josh's dad is.
Yeah, get him over. Where is he? Grab him over. Come over here, Dad. Come on, quick, we need you over here. You can't say no. We're actually on live TV. My name's Brian. What's yours?
Andrew. Oh, no.
Andrew.
That was brutal. No, hang on a minute.
That was brutal.
Hang on. You buried the lead. Are you telling me the great Andrew Dunkley, the Sydney defender, BT, hasn't known he's Josh's dad?
He knew.
And he's just treated him like some dad that's rolled in and told him, gave him the hurry
not
up.
The
can we have one more go of this to BT?
Yeah, get him over. Where is he? Grab him over. Come over here, Dad.
Come on,
quick, we need you over here. You can't say no. We're actually on live TV. My name's Brian. What's yours?
Andrew.
Good on you, Andrew.
Andrew Dunkley has taken the mickey at the start with BT, just as a bit of a laugh. And I don't think BT knew who Andrew was.
My name's Brian. What's your name, is it? That can't be right.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Andrew Dunkley.
That was part of it. It was Andrew Dunkley. Yeah. As I live and breathe, played 200 games.
He listens to us down
punching blokes in the back of the head. He was great at it.
Chuck, after 11, we might get Andrew Dunkley on to relive that last night. He'd be listening down in Sarway probably. Oh,
I think that was taking the mickey personally. Yeah. Anyway, it's Bill Laurie time.
Got it! Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Steve Smith, yes! Every other user!
Yes! Just the one this week to add. We're going to get that bloke on, the NEO the Union guy. Yep, we keep saying it. It's been about 10 years we've been playing this.
We will.
Jason Bonington. Here we go, Jason.
It most certainly is. Hasn't really been my week.
Oh, it has not been your week, and neither has been your voice's week, man. He probably had a bender the night before. No, he loves having a beer.
No, there you go. Right, that's the Choices Flooring off the record this morning. Of course, the Spaces for Living catalogue is magnificent at Choices.